This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. Summer's drawing to a close for both students and teachers alike as August began this week. There are several recently hired agriculture teachers in the area, and those hires will also be the new FFA advisors for Section 15 FFA chapters. I talked with Kayla Wills, the new Gillespie agriculture teacher and FFA advisor, about herself and her hopes for the chapter this upcoming school year.
Yes, of course. Well, my name is Kayla Wills. I am from Carlinville. I graduated from the University of Illinois here last spring, and I absolutely cannot wait to get started over at Gillespie.
Yeah, I know you guys just had that corn sale, sweet corn sale. I was actually out there one day with your kids, and they seem like they're going to be a great group of kids.
Yeah, definitely. I've been loving the opportunity of getting to know all the different students. I actually couldn't make it to several of the days that they were out selling, but I heard that they had phenomenal results. And one of the days that I was out there working with them, I got to speak with our president for next year, and I see a lot of potential in this new upcoming group.
Awesome. Were you involved in FFA in high school?
I was. I had several different activities that I was involved with at the time, so I was a little bit more limited on what I was able to participate in. Mostly, it came down to all the different fundraising was my favorite part of being involved. But I cannot wait to work with some of the students and members of the community to learn more about the program.
Do you have an agriculture background outside of FFA?
I do. I've always lived on a family farm. It's been a grain operation, and I've done that with my dad and my grandfather. While I was at school and away, I was able to help manage the farm, but it was more from a distance. So now that I'm back home, I can't wait to get more involved again.
And what type of schooling did you do before being hired for this position?
I did 4 years over at the University of Illinois, and I got to work with some amazing professors and different peers and all these different programs, so I absolutely cannot wait to get started to bring some of that knowledge back to our community.
And this is your first job out of college?
This is my first teaching job out of college, yes. In the past, I've worked over at Wills Milling. It's my family's place, and I built cabinets there for the last 6 years.
Oh, wow. Well, I feel you on the first job out of college because this is mine, too, so I know you'll do great. It's not as scary as you might think.
Well, thank you so much.
Who or what really influenced you to pursue agriculture education?
Well, when I first started, I knew I was going to be in some sort of agriculture field. But I talked on and off with my ag teacher from back in high school, and Mr. Elvidge was such an incredible inspiration to me that I got to see how many lives that he touched, and I just wanted to be a part of that.
And what are your goals as the new FFA advisor at Gillespie?
One of the major goals I have is building on the tremendous reputation that they have and bringing some of the new technology and new information into the program and use a lot of the kids' knowledge and decide what kind of program and what direction they want to take this in. That way we can use it to build on their strengths and also bring in new things into the community.
And what are you most excited about in this new career?
The thing I'm most excited about definitely is going to be working with the kids, because from the few that I have met so far have been absolutely incredible, and I cannot wait to see what kind of plans that they have and ideas they have for the future.
August 7th, DeKalb Asgro has an evening field day starting at 4:30 p.m. Registration for this event will begin at 4 p.m. There will be several areas of agronomy discussed, including integrated solutions, growing season review, top corn and soybean product overview, and an Ask the Agronomist segment. This field day will be held in Golden Gate, Illinois. Dinner will be served following the talks at 6:30 p.m., along with some giveaways. See your DeKalb and Asgro retailer for more information. There will be a workshop on successful phosphorus management on August 9th at the Carlinville Extension office. The workshop starts at 9 a.m. and runs through noon. Lunch will be provided, so it is asked that you RSVP by August 6th by calling the Macoupin County Soil and Water Conservation District at 217-854-2626, Extension 3. CHS Family Fun Day is August 11th at the Macoupin County Fairgrounds. The activities begin at 4 p.m. and include things for all ages. This is a totally free event for employees, customers, and their families. There will be a juggling show, magic show, cowboy show, and dinner. Later in the night, starting at 7:30 p.m., the Glendale Riders will be performing in the beer tent. Camping is also available, and costs will be covered by CHS. To get your tickets, stop by any CHS location or talk to your CHS salesman. The Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District has a cover crop field day on August 16th. The field day will have many industry speakers along with some demonstrations. There will be a lunch served as well, and it is asked that if you would like lunch, that you RSVP by August 6th. You can RSVP by calling 217-532-3361. Come on out for the first annual Chesterfield Car and Truck Show. Registration will begin at 8 a.m., awards and raffles will be announced at 3 p.m., and the Chesterfield Community Center will be serving fish sandwiches, hot dogs, water, and soft drinks from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can vote for your favorite truck by using pennies. All proceeds will go to the Macoupin County Center for the Developmentally Disabled. That's all the time we have on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.